Hello. This is a special report from KPTZ on emergency preparedness, and I am your host, Nora Petrich. For 9 years, the Jefferson County has hosted an all-county picnic at H.J. Carroll Park with food, vendors, music, activities, and fresh corn. In addition, a wide array of county agencies and community groups come together to talk about emergency preparedness. This past weekend, Jefferson County's 9th annual county picnic plans were altered due to the recent rise in COVID infections in our area. So as an alternative, neighborhoods throughout the county were invited to hold self-organized events. Joining me today are Mia Moore and Dorothy Cotton of the Calling Our Bluff neighborhood. Welcome to you both.
Greetings.
Thank you.
I understand that Calling Your Bluff neighborhood has been gathering together regularly for quite a long time, and that your group may even be the inspiration for Jefferson County's picnic. Did your group picnic this weekend?
Thanks, Nora. Yes, we did. We had a great turnout at the courthouse lawn. That was the central area for our picnic. And we had collaborated with NPREP and Local 2020. The Production Alliance group was really instrumental in helping us put this together, along with Deb Stinson of the Local 2020. So those folks really helped us organize this event. And one thing we did was we set up a community point of distribution, or a C-pod, and we used the corn as the commodity to practice that C-pod exercise. A C-pod is when, if they're in the event of a real emergency, resources had to be airlifted or dropped into us, then neighborhoods would have to figure out how to get those emergency supplies and then distribute them to their neighborhoods. So we used the corn as the commodity for that exercise. And so volunteers came together, and we moved for our particular neighborhood 96 bags of corn to various staging areas, and we had about 70 people turn out.
Yeah,
for
70 people.
The picnic in place. Yeah.
That's a big group for
it
a neighborhood.
It was a great group, yeah.
Right.
And the most important thing that we stressed about that was just coming together and meeting your neighbor, and you know, just having a visual and knowing who your neighbor is and where they live. We had our big bluff map there, so people could say, "Oh, I live here, and I live here, and you live there." And so it was really great just to be able to connect with people and know who they are and where they live in our neighborhood.
So you were on the courthouse grounds,
courthouse lawn, yeah, right across from the courthouse by
the
tennis courts.
Oh, yeah,
that big lawn area. Yeah.
And do you have a place where you regularly meet?
Yeah, the Bluff neighborhood, and I have to give a shout out to, you know, people who came before me. I'm relatively new. I'm a block coordinator in Block 11, and I learned a lot from my block coordinators, Patty Reynolds and Bonnie Brockman. They helped me a lot to learn all about this good work. And, of course, Ellen Dustman, who is really our fearless leader, and Ann Weston, who runs our monthly walkie-talkie drills. But, so we have a point of gathering during an emergency. It's at the Better Living Center. And that's a place where we house emergency materials, and we have a set of protocols that if there was an emergency, block coordinators go there and then work through a series of protocols. We have bins that hold emergency management information, first aid, communications, et cetera, that we take as we arrive and then organize volunteers as they come into the center.
Before we get into all the work that you guys do, I was hoping that Dorothy could give us a little history. I understand that you moved back around 2006, and that's about when the neighborhood group started organizing.
Yes, that's true. They corralled me right about that time. Initially, about shout-outs, Bev Bryce, Kate Snow, and a few neighbors got together and were inspired to meet their neighbors, and disaster preparedness became the tool to do so. Initially, the boundaries were Washington to Jefferson Street, Harrison to Scott. Well, a lot of people heard about it and wanted to participate, so we've upped it up to Lawrence and have stopped there. And over the years, we've added other block coordinators according to size.
Right. It's important to keep it to a certain size, big enough to be
manageable,
big enough, manageable and small enough to be functional. Mm-hmm. So, so do you have separate groups within groups within the neighborhood, or are you all just one big group?
Well, we have 14 blocks and block coordinators for those blocks.
I see.
Occasionally, they might join as a block group. That would, but for the most part, the gatherings are twice a year and have been since 06.
Mm-hmm.
And over the years, it's just evolved and mm-hmm. become more and more sophisticated.
Mm-hmm. So do you want to tell me about some of those bins you started to mention?
Sure.
And at what point I guess your protocols of when do we engage, when do we sit back, and when do we motivate ourselves to organize?
I think one of our really key organizing features, and Weston does this every month, we have a walkie-talkie drill every month.
Interesting.
And so we all have walkie-talkies. We all try to remember to power them up before the walkie-talkie drill. And we just, we follow a protocol and everybody checks in. You know, all the block coordinators check in. So I think that's a really important piece. If there ever was a real emergency and we lost communication strategies, then we would have that to back up on. Our protocol is if there is an emergency, we have the walkie-talkies, but then we also, after checking on our own house and maybe our neighbors, we go to the Better Living Center, and there we have a series of bins, these plastic bins that have protocols for emergency services such as communication, first aid. We have a ham radio protocol that in case all communications are down. And so the block coordinators would just start filling in as they come in. They would pick a bin and that they would be the central organizer for that particular part of the emergency response.
So what does a bin consist of?
Well, I'm going to turn that over to Dorothy. Do you know quite...
Well, we might have one bin of medical supplies, but initially the various jobs that Mia just mentioned have notebooks for each procedure.
I see.
So we just head for that bin, and again, there's now medical supplies, some emergency water and such. And again, we've partnered with the Center for Better Living. And this is also an organization that emphasizes disaster preparedness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, how, if a neighborhood, a neighbor is listening right now, what kind of advice could you give them on just getting started?
I think... One of the things that I learned from working with NPREP on organizing this picnic in place is that the Local 2020 has an emergency preparation group.
Yes.
And so they, I think, have sort of the master, they know the different neighborhoods that are organized, and they have a sense of who are the key people in those neighborhoods. So if you were in a neighborhood and you didn't know if you had that type of organizational structure, then talking to Local 2020 mm-hmm. and Deb Stinson, she's our former, is that her, can I say
she was
West?
A city council, she's always been involved in disaster preparedness, in neighborhood.
Yeah, and so she volunteers on that Local 2020 group, and so they have quite a bit of information, and they have things that they can pass out to help people get started and organized. And I think that's would be my recommendation is to start with 2020 and then
start with 2020.
Yeah, and the
right.
neighborhood prep group.
They have it all probably.
Yeah. And then the county organized. Too. The county has quite a bit. Willie Bence is our mm-hmm. county emergency preparation person, and Kepi Keplinger works in that office, and she has a lot of information about what's happening in the county in terms of groups that are organized. So they would both be good places to check in if you were trying to figure out if your neighborhood's organized.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned that you meet quite regularly. And do you invite guest speakers? Or how do you,
initially,
or do you just socialize?
When we formed, it was once a month we would meet in Bev Bryce's home. And it was a bit of a social, another one to get to know your neighbors. And we slowly put this material together. A lot of us would attend classes if we could to learn up a little bit more on this subject. And eventually we became quarterly, and that's about where we're at now, wouldn't you say, Mia?
Yeah. We've been having to do it on Zoom, because of the pandemic. But normally when we would be quarterly at in person at the Better Living Center. And one thing that we have is when a new person comes to the neighborhood, like if somebody enters Dorothy's block or our block, Block 11, we go over and introduce ourselves and give them an emergency preparation questionnaire that they're not forced to fill out, but we ask them to fill out. And on that questionnaire, I think one of the things that is really good is that we ask them if they have any skills or any equipment that might be helpful in emergencies. So, for example, we know where the nurses and doctors in our neighborhoods live. We know who has propane,
right,
and who has chainsaws and who has skills, who knows ham operator skills, and
right.
Who's CPR. So we have kind of a directory of our neighborhood of people that can that have certain skills that might be helpful in an emergency.
Right.
And we have that in a master database.
I'm very impressed.
And also we know who everybody's pets are too.
Well, it sounds like it takes a tremendous amount of work to get where you are.
Well, for me, it's kind of like many hands make light work, because there's so many people in the Bluff neighborhood that are just, you know, really committed to doing this work and making our binders and keeping us organized and connected, with group emails and things like that. So a lot of people put their hands to this work, so it makes it, it kind of disperses the effort across, and that's good, because then we have more interaction with each other.
Yeah, and you feel good about your neighbors.
Oh yeah.
Then everybody is working together to for a common cause.
Yeah, I mean, they're great folks. You should have seen them all out there. They was really they were just chatting up a storm and really having a good time on Sunday. It was really a nice group of folks. About, like we said, about 70 people showed up. So
yeah,
that's a good group.
That is a big group. Well, I want to thank you very much for being with us today. And this is going to air again.